In Cape Town, three men arrested for being in possession of a massive haul of cocaine appearing in court today. They were caught with more than 400 million rand worth of coke. The drugs were stashed in a wooden compartment at the back of a truck, and this was because of a tip-off. Hawks intercepting that truck on Jan Smuts Avenue between Pylands and Athlone in Cape Town last week. All credit to police, were often very critical of crime intelligence and the lack of operations and what's happening there. So Police Minister Becky Cele attending proceedings in the Athlone Magistrates Court today. EWN reporter Ronald Masinda is there too. Ronald, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. What has transpired in court today?
Mandy, good afternoon. Well, it has been described as one of the biggest drug busts in South Africa's history. That, of course, follows a tip-off that was received. The Hawks, crime intelligence, as well as traffic officials attended to that tip-off, and they discovered around 600 kilograms of cocaine in a truck. The men are aged 39, 42, and 47. They appeared in court this morning. They will reappear on the 15th of August. We also heard from the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson in the Western Cape, Eric Ngabazalila.
Yeah, today I can confirm that Ibrahim Kara, Meshack Ngobese, and Elias Khadebe appeared at the Athlone Magistrates Court. They are charged with dealing in drugs of 672 kilograms of cocaine worth 403 million rands.
So, Ronald, that's the court appearance today. The police minister, Becky Cele, also in attendance. What's he been saying?
Well, he says this should be an illustration as to just how rife the drug dealing is in South Africa. We know that on two occasions in December, there was a drug bust where drugs were confiscated of the value of over 200 million rand. In July of this year, there was another confiscation of around 500 million rand worth of drugs, and both took place in Durban Harbour. What Becky Cele was also saying is that many of the drugs are manufactured in Johannesburg or Gauteng, and then they are transported in different parts of the country and also internationally. And this should be an indication as to just how rife this drug dealing is. And he says that they will be cracking down on a number of other cases. And he has, of course, urged the communities and people who know information to bring that forward to police. We heard from Cele outside of the Athlone Magistrates Court, and this is what he had to say.
Well, the investigations are continuing. That's why the extension has been granted to the state to continue. Maybe it will be presumptuous to give such definite facts on those matters. But the driving and the drivers were coming to Western Cape. They were their direction was coming down here. But to say definitely they were coming here would be presumptuous. Let's allow the investigations to continue, and then we'll be giving exact information.
All right.
Okay. Minister, do we know their nationality? Suspects?
We know that they are criminals. For now, we'll be finding nationality much later. Our job is not Home Affairs to look after your nationality and all that. Our job is to find the criminal, no matter what nationality you are. That will come later. But for now, we're chasing criminals, and that's what we have. The alleged criminals, that's what we have in our hands, and we are very satisfied. Come later, whoever, and tell us where they come from. But for now, they belong to the police with that understanding that we're dealing with criminality.
Police Minister Becky Cele there speaking at the Athlone Magistrates Court where he was attending that court appearance. Our thanks to Ronald Masinda, reporter at EWN, for that story. So well done to the police. Always good when there are solid crime intelligence investigations that result in arrests like this. Three men being arrested for the possession of a massive haul of cocaine, 400 million rand, that was stashed in a wooden compartment at the back of a truck. Well done, cops.